A Wisconsin man who worked as a deputy assistant secretary of defense with the Clinton administration says he's not hearing leaks on which military bases are on the list for closure this time around. The Department of Defense gives its list to the Base Realignment and Closure Commission today. John Rogers says the good news for Wisconsin is only 10% of bases are likely to be affected. He says Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld has added a new priority for base closure, jointness.
Let's take Fort McCoy, for example. It means that not only would we want to incorporate Army personnel into the installation, but we'd also want to look to work with other personnel, Navy and Air Force, and whatever kind of training that's appropriate to do at McCoy for cross-servicing. And so that's what this secretary is trying to do, is really do a lot of joint activities where the services are working collaboratively and not in a redundant manner, and he's going to use the BRAC process to drive that.
Rogers was involved with base realignment and closure rounds in 1991, 93, and 95. He's now president for government affairs with White Hirschbeck and Dudek, a large Wisconsin law firm. The state learns today if Fort McCoy near Sparta, Volk Field at Camp Douglas, Truax Field in Madison, or Mitchell Field in Milwaukee are on the list. The BRAC Commission decides which U.S. military bases remain on the list by September when it sends its recommendations to the President and Congress. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.